So the name may not be known to you, but John Demjanjuk is accused of being a Nazi death camp guard and was granted in a dramatic judicial turn of the wheels on Tuesday night, was granted a reprieve from an appeals court who are holding his deportation to Germany for possible war crimes trial that he was involved in the Holocaust, particularly that he was a man by the name of Ivan the Terrible at the Sobibor concentration camp, or at least among the allegations of what Demjanjuk is accused of. Is he guilty? Is he innocent? Well, Americans who followed this case heard this plea from Demjanjuk's granddaughter on April 15th, yesterday.
I hope everybody can hope and pray that an innocent man is being treated very, very wrongly. The things that we all saw inside of that house, you guys didn't see how much pain he was in, screaming and agonizing pain. So I can only hope that maybe everybody can open up a place in their heart and pray tonight that maybe things will take a turn for the better.
He's 89 years old, John Demjanjuk is. His extradition, according to his family, would kill him. But the war crimes trial in Germany is seen as central to getting to the bottom of who this man is and how important is he in getting to the question of justice for people involved in the Nazi death camps. And 60 years after, the search for Nazi war criminals still goes on. Joining us to talk about this is Jonathan Silvers, who's a documentary filmmaker, investigative journalist, and a former investigative producer at ABC News, and also David Marwell, the director of the Museum of Jewish Heritage. Both are here in the studio. David and Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So let's talk first of all about this case, Demjanjuk. This is the longest running deportation case for any crime, let alone something related to the Holocaust and the Third Reich. How important is the legal issues that transpired this week?
Well, the case is extremely complicated. It is, in fact, 30 years old, and it involved, in the course of its history, an extradition to Israel in 1986 for a war crimes trial there, for which he was convicted, and then that conviction overturned. And then returned to the United States, had his citizenship returned to him, and then it was taken away again, and he was ordered deported in 2005, I believe. And now the Germans have decided that they have sufficient evidence to put him on trial for his war crimes, and he's awaiting deportation to Germany for those.
And
for
that trial. What is specifically the allegation?
The allegation is that he was a guard at the Sobibor concentration camp. And I just want to make a correction. He's not accused of being Ivan the Terrible, as you said in your intro. He's accused of being a guard in one of the most extreme concentration camps that the Nazis created.
But the Ivan the Terrible allegation floats around this case. Why?
He was initially thought to have been Ivan the Terrible at Treblinka, the man who ran the diesel engines which provided the exhaust gas, which was the agent of death at Treblinka. That allegation was the nature of his trial in Israel, and that was overturned because the court found that it was a mistaken identity, that he was not Ivan the Terrible, but he was indeed a camp guard at Sobibor.
Why are the Germans doing this now? This man is 89 years old, and this case has been going on for 15 years. And what do you make of the family suggesting that he's innocent, he's 89, and the whole trial is going to kill him?
Well, the Germans, first of all, must have very good evidence. The Soviet archive recently opened, or rather opened over 10 years ago, and the evidence that was provided obviously gives them enough credibility to mount a case against the man. The key component of this case is that he took part in acts of persecution against Jews in particular.
And he's a guard. And certainly the Nuremberg trials were about people at the very top of the Nazi hierarchy. Being a guard, does this make this trial significant in the sense that it really gets to the issue of the infrastructure of death in the Third Reich?
Well, of course, in Germany, after Nuremberg, there were many camp guards that were put on trial. But I think your point is well taken, that it's very important that not only those who were involved at the higher levels be brought to justice, but also those who were the mechanics of death, as it were.
So you don't think this case is in any sense a distraction, that it's really central to the issue of turning the wheels of justice and getting to the bottom of, you know, what really went on 60 years ago?
Well, a principle of justice is that enemies of humanity must be punished if humanity is to survive. And I don't think the intervening decades, the 60 years that 65 years that have passed since the end of the war, at all minimize his crimes.
So what is the appeal, and why was the deportation order granted a stay?
Well, the family suggests that deportation would constitute torture, and that's the legal issue now before the courts. I don't think they'll prevail. I think he will be deported to Germany, and I think the German system will then have to run its course.
Do you see this as a delaying tactic by his family, Demjanjuk's family?
The concept of defense for most of these cases is to delay to the point where the suspect or the accused dies in the United States.
What is the track record in Germany of prosecuting individuals at this level in the Holocaust infrastructure, the guard level, the lever pullers on the death camps?
Yeah, I don't know that specific fact, but there were at least about 100,000 investigations in Germany in the post-war period. About 6,000, 6,000 to 7,000 went to trial.
And how important is this search, which, as you say, goes on throughout the world, even 60 years later? Describe the level of this search and how people are focused on people like Demjanjuk, who many believe are still out.
Well, the search is in its final stages, let's be clear. Both the hunters and the hunted are aging, they're dying off, and the generation or the cohort of Nazi criminals is all but gone. But the fact remains that you must adhere to first principles, and first principles are that murder must be punished, crimes against humanity must be punished. And we see time and again that individuals around the world have forced either by shaming their governments or provoking their governments somehow to act against these Nazi suspects.
David Marwell, in the few seconds that we have, what's the next step here, do you think? You said you believe he will be deported, but what's the next step specifically?
Well, he'll be put on a plane, taken to Germany, and then put on trial by the Germans.
So this stay will probably run its course, and we will see a trial here.
I believe so.
David Marwell, director of the Museum of Jewish Heritage, and Jonathan Silvers, documentary filmmaker and investigative journalist formerly with ABC News. Thanks so much for helping to set us in context.